Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Thriving Beyond 50 Expanded Edition by Will Harlow, MSc, MCSP, is a practical health and mobility guide for adults in midlife and later life who want to remain active without defaulting to painkillers, inactivity, or unnecessary surgical thinking. Written by a physiotherapist who specializes in over 50s care. The book presents 11 natural strategies centered on movement, stretching, strengthening, posture, balance, and joint protection. Its genre is best understood as physiotherapist-led self-care rather than a general fitness manual. The focus is not athletic performance but restoring everyday capacity, such as walking more comfortably, gardening, climbing stairs, getting up from the floor, or reducing stiffness after sitting. The book challenges the assumption that aches, restricted mobility, and declining strength are unavoidable consequences of aging. Instead, it argues that many common limitations can be improved through safe, targeted, consistent home routines adapted to the needs of older bodies. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, aging pain is treated as a solvable movement problem, not an unavoidable decline. One of the central ideas of Thriving Beyond 50 is that pain and stiffness after 50 should not automatically be accepted as normal aging. Harlow positions many common problems, including back, neck, shoulder, hip, and knee discomfort, as issues that often have modifiable contributors: weakness, poor mobility, joint irritation, guarded movement, prolonged sitting, or loss of confidence. This framing matters because it changes the reader's role from passive sufferer to active participant in recovery. The book does not suggest that every condition can be reversed through exercise, nor does it replace medical diagnosis, but it does challenge resignation. Its practical implication is that older adults can often make meaningful improvements by addressing the physical environment around the painful joint or region. For example, a stiff knee may not only require rest, it may benefit from better surrounding muscle support, gentle range of motion, and smarter loading. This approach differentiates the book from generic aging advice because it treats discomfort as a signal to investigate movement quality rather than a reason to avoid movement entirely. Secondly, the All in 11 strategy format creates a targeted library for common mobility limitations. The expanded edition is organized around a large set of practical strategies rather than a single universal program. This structure is important because adults over 50 rarely arrive with identical needs. One reader may struggle with shoulder stiffness, another with knee pain on stairs, another with lower back tightness after sitting. By offering 11 strategies, the book functions more like a guided reference library than a linear workout plan. The value of this format is specificity. Readers can identify areas of difficulty and select routines that match the region or function they want to improve. The book's emphasis on step-by-step home exercises also lowers the barrier to use. It does not require a gym identity, athletic background, or complex equipment to begin. At the same time, the format encourages personalization, which is essential for older adults managing arthritis, previous injuries, or fluctuating energy levels. Its strength lies in translating clinical physiotherapy thinking into manageable actions that can be tested and repeated in ordinary domestic settings. Thirdly, strength building is presented as a foundation for independence, not just fitness. A major theme of the book is the importance of rebuilding and maintaining strength after 50. Harlow's approach treats strength training less as a cosmetic or sporting pursuit and more as a practical requirement for independence. Age-related muscle loss can make ordinary tasks harder: standing from a chair, carrying shopping, climbing stairs, recovering balance after a stumble, or walking longer distances. The book's strength emphasis is therefore tied directly to daily function. This is a useful distinction because many readers who dislike conventional exercise may still care deeply about remaining capable and self-reliant. The reasoning is straightforward: stronger muscles help support joints, distribute load more efficiently, and reduce the physical strain of routine movement. The book also appears to favor gradual, accessible strengthening rather than aggressive training plans. That matters for its audience, since fear of injury or pain flare-ups often prevents older adults from starting. By linking strength to mobility, confidence, and reduced dependency, the book makes resistance-based movement feel medically and practically relevant rather than optional. Fourthly, joint protection depends on smarter movement rather than complete rest. Thriving Beyond 50 gives considerable attention to protecting joints affected by stiffness, irritation, arthritis, or inflammation. Its underlying principle is that joints generally need appropriate movement, not total avoidance. Complete rest can sometimes reduce short-term discomfort, but over time, it may contribute to weakness, reduced range of motion, poorer balance, and greater sensitivity. Harlow's strategies emphasize controlled mobility, posture awareness, flexibility, and strengthening around vulnerable joints. This is particularly relevant for knees, hips, shoulders, and the spine, where pain can lead to compensations that create new problems elsewhere. The book's practical value lies in showing how movement can be made safer, smaller ranges, gentler progressions, better alignment, and exercises selected for a specific body region. It also encourages readers to think about how everyday habits influence joint stress, including sitting patterns, walking mechanics, and balance, compared with advice that simply tells older adults to keep active. This book is more precise. It asks readers to move with purpose, using exercise as a way to maintain joint capacity rather than merely burn energy. Lastly, consistency and self-management are treated as the real mechanism of long-term improvement. The book's practical philosophy depends heavily on small, repeated actions. Harlow does not present mobility restoration as a dramatic transformation achieved through occasional effort. Instead, improvement comes from regular practice, appropriate progression, and attention to the body's response. This matters because many people over 50 fall into an all-or-nothing pattern. They either avoid exercise due to pain or attempt too much at once and stop after a flare-up. Thriving beyond 50 encourages a more sustainable middle path. Its home-based routines allow readers to build a daily or near-daily practice without needing extensive time, equipment, or travel. The limitation is that results depend on correct selection and consistency. A book can guide, but it cannot assess individual pathology, watch technique, or decide when symptoms require medical evaluation. Its best use is therefore as a self-management companion for common stiffness and functional decline, not as a substitute for personalized care when pain is severe, progressive, traumatic, or medically unexplained. This balanced role makes the book practical without overstating what self-directed exercise can do. In conclusion, Thriving Beyond 50 Expanded Edition is best suited to adults over 50 who feel limited by stiffness, recurring aches, reduced confidence in movement, or fear that physical decline is inevitable. It will be especially useful for readers who want structured, natural strategies for improving mobility and strength at home, including those managing mild to moderate joint discomfort, arthritis-related limitations, postural strain, or deconditioning from sedentary routines. Its practical benefit is that it turns broad advice about staying active into concrete, targeted exercises and movement choices. Its intellectual benefit is a reframing of aging. The book encourages readers to distinguish unavoidable biological aging from avoidable decline caused by weakness, inactivity, poor movement habits, or fear-driven avoidance. Compared with many fitness books for older adults, it stands out because it is physiotherapist-led, condition-aware, and focused on pain reduction and functional independence, rather than generic workouts. Compared with medical self-help books, it is more action-oriented, giving readers a broad library of strategies rather than only explanations. The book is not a replacement for clinical assessment when symptoms are serious or complex, but it offers a realistic bridge between passive pain management and fully supervised therapy. Its distinctive value lies in making rehabilitation style thinking accessible, calm, and usable for everyday life beyond 50. If you would like to support Will Harlow MCMCSP, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.